Family Day in Ontario is February the 17th this year, and it kicks off Heritage Week that was declared by the provincial government in 1985 as a way for Ontarians to participate and celebrate diverse traditions and cultural expressions. Prince Edward County is kicking it up a notch this year by celebrating Flashback February for the entire month, and the museums are leading the way with all kinds of events to take place throughout the county. Jessica Chase is the curator for most of the local museums and tells us about Flashback February in Prince Edward County.
Flashback February started in 2018, so this will be our 8th annual event. And originally it coincided with Ontario Heritage Week, which is always the third week in February. So it was meant to be Prince Edward County's response to that. And it was an opportunity for heritage-focused organizations like the museums, the Historical Society, History Lives Here was one of our founding partners as well, originally. It was an opportunity for us to do events that, you know, commemorate or celebrate the heritage of the county, but also to encourage private businesses, accommodators, restaurants, any other business that was interested in doing something heritage focused that week to come on board. And it was also kind of inspired by Maple in the county and seen as an opportunity to do an off-season event, you know, something big that would draw people in at a quiet time of year, the shoulder seasons, if you will.
So what's different about it this year?
So this year we have decided to extend it to the entire month of February. We found that 1 week, you know, the bigger Flashback February gets, the more events that there are to accommodate. And in 1 week, you just don't really want to have to overlap them because there are so many people that in our community that want to attend more than one event. So we want to give people the opportunity to go to as many events as they can. You know, spreading the events over the course of a whole month means we have more leeway to schedule snow dates if we need them.
And will everything take place here in the museum, or will there be other locations?
All over the place. So we do have events here at Macaulay Heritage Park, both at the church and at the house, but there will be events at the Waring House, there will be events at the archives in Wellington, there will be events at the Royal Hotel. So the love is spread across the county. Oh, and in Ameliesburg as well. And Consequon. It's to kind of reach all corners of the county if we can, but we really try to get people out to different areas that they might not check out otherwise.
As you know, the county has a lot of weekenders, and I don't mean tourists, I mean people that own places here and come on weekends. And when they come in for weekends, they usually don't have, I guess, time to get out and do different things, especially. So on the off season, this gives them a perfect opportunity to explore more of their second home.
Exactly.
So to speak. And,
yeah, February is a slower time generally for events across the county. I often find that weekends in the summer, you are just spoiled for choice, right? For what to do. And so that's something that, you know, if heritage, not to say heritage is sexy and exciting, it's great, but sometimes, you know, it can't compete with the larger scale events that happen in the summer. So in February, it's like, wow, if every weekend in February we have an amazing offering for someone to check out or more than one, then there's a better chance that we're going to see a really great turnout at those events because of the time of year that it's happening.
Yeah, the summer is almost, there's almost too much.
Yes.
You don't even know where to start, you know, and then you feel like you're missing something, and, oh, I wish I'd gone to that, but then there was this, and
the fear of missing out, FOMO, is real. It is real here in the county, for sure. So I really hope that with the way that we've scheduled Flashback February events this year, there will be very little missing out. So if you are a history buff and are looking for things to do in the county, then there will be something for you. You're going to make it.
You're working with a lot of partners on this project. Can you tell me a little bit about them?
I can. Yeah. So the museums, of course, are the coordinating partner, you could say, because the county acts as our bank, right? So it's something where it's easy for us when we're collecting partnership fees for those to funnel into us. But we do work with a lot of dedicated partners that buy in through a partnership fee or through in-kind. But yeah, so we have County FM and the Gazette coming on board as sort of media partners this year. At the level of, you know, the museums are what we would consider a founding partner. So we pay a little bit more in terms of partnership fees. We have the Historical Society and Base 31 that have joined us at that level this year. The Waringhouse will be coming on board as our signature sponsor again this year. So they invest a little bit more in the week because they host a lot of events over the course of the month. And then we, of course, have our presenting partners, you could say, that are often not-for-profits, and they're coming on board with either fundraising events or events that are by donation or free. People like Friends of Weller's Bay, South Shore Joint Initiative, the Architectural Conservancy. The Royal is coming on board as an in-kind sponsor this year too. The Marilyn Adams Genealogical Research Center and the Prince Edward County Library and Archives. That's the, you know, music concert as well. You're going to get trivia nights, you're going to get tours of the Lancaster Bomber up at Base 31, which I'm sure will be a very popular event. You're going to get some food. So the event happening at the Royal is actually a partnership between the Royal and the Picton Gazette, and it will be historic snippets from the Gazette. So we're talking 1830s, 1840s, classified ads, you know, wanted ads, etc., read by county notables while you enjoy dinner at the Royal. So that'll be a really, really good event. In addition to so many different, of course, lectures and talks on all different sorts of topics. And the events happening over at Macaulay House, I should give special mention to. So Gather in the County is an organization that's really dedicated to celebrating the textile arts. And so they will be running what's called a textile takeover. And that will involve having an artist in every single room of the house demonstrating a different style of textile art. And you will be able to engage with the artist and maybe try your hand at the art. A workshop happening in natural yarn dyeing on the hearth. And we also have a rug hooking workshop as well. So people can check that out. It's all the information is on flashbackfebruary.com.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.